Hey, what's going on, people? This is episode, Hold on. It's not episode fuck. I'm sorry. I'm driving. I'm driving and I'm trying to record at the same time. Because I feel like I never really have time to record a podcast now. A couple of things. I know it's been a while since I've recorded, put something out. And by the way, I think this is episode 61 or 62. I'm not too sure. It doesn't matter. Here we go. A couple of reasons. One, like I mentioned in the last podcast, I am working on a board game that my intentions are when it's complete. And I have something, a prototype. I want to maybe start a Kickstarter with it and, you know, get it moving. But right now it's just I'm looking into, you know, how does one even start a board game, and how does, you know, you have to patent it and all this stuff. So it's like I'm not even working on the game now. I'm just doing research on how do you even start it, you know. So that's taken up a lot of time. I'm working on this board game on my MacBook. I have everything saved and all that shit up there. My MacBook just decided to just shit the bed and just stop working. So I don't have a MacBook. So I'm working on the board game, like, with paper, which is taking up even more time. And, as I said, since my MacBook is fucked up and I do all my editing on my podcast with it, you know, that's kind of, I can't do the podcast like I used to. My MacBook stays open. It stays on for about, you know, maybe a half hour. After a half hour, it just fucking just dies. It just starts, the screen just starts fucking up. A bunch of shit pop. Almost, it looks like the Matrix. Just a bunch of code, and then the screen just goes gray, and that's it. And then you have to turn it off for a couple of hours, then turn it back on. So, yeah. That's it. All right? It's not an excuse. It is. Well, no, it's not an excuse. It's just facts, all right? You think I don't want to do the podcast? I love doing the podcast. I just can't do it, all right? There has been one distraction as well. It's a video game, The Witcher 3. It's about swords and wizards and shit like that. Oh, God, you just get lost in it. And honestly, if my MacBook was 100% working, I would still be, you know... The podcast would not be coming out as much because this game is just so goddamn good. Oh, man. I miss a game like this. I haven't had a game like this in a long time that you just get lost in. You just put it in. You don't have any goal what to do. You just play it and just, you know, you just get lost, you know. Most of the time I'm just on my horse, just walking in the forest, you know, just in the forest, you know, collecting herbs. Some of you don't give a shit about what I'm talking about right now, but The Witcher 3, great game. And what else? I think that's about it. Those are the three things. My board game, my MacBook is fucked, and a video game. Those are the three things that have been taking away from me doing this podcast. All right. Jesus, look at this line. I'm at the bank right now. Gotta do a little deposit here. It's 9 in the morning. Well, it's 9:02. They're supposed to open up the doors at 9 o'clock, but they're always fucking late. And the line has already started to form. You know, everybody's trying to pay their bills and whatnot. Excuse me. So, yeah, that's the intro for the podcast. Just wanted to let you guys know what I've been doing, why the podcast has, you know, taken so long to put out. But it is coming out. All right, I'm not going to sit here and, well, I'm not sitting, I'm standing. I'm not going to stand here and tell you a date when this podcast will be out, because I honestly don't know. If my podcast, not my podcast, if my MacBook doesn't explode in the next week, you'll have a podcast out this week, which is, all right, whatever. Look, the podcast is coming out. All right, just start it. Here we go. I'm sitting in the parking lot of my job, just on my lunch break. I don't got nothing to do. Just wanted to share this with you guys. Excuse me. Oh, my God. That's not what I had to share with you. just something funny that's been happening at work. the guys at my job found out that I do a pretty decent Obama impression. I guess when I read stuff, when I read like, when I'm reading like a shipping order, I don't know why, but my voice, it kind of gets in a Barack Obama tone for some reason. So I'm reading this order, like, all right, I need this, this, and the guy, he's just looking at me. He's just like, you sound like Obama. So then as soon as he said that, I just did the full on, you know, my fellow Americans. And then he just lost his shit. So now it just spread throughout the warehouse that I talk like fucking Obama. So everybody has a nickname at my job, you know. I never had one. I have one now. So now everybody calls me Obama or Mr. President or OBZ. they'll throw that one out there. It's just funny to me, man. It could be worse, you know. Somebody asked me that at work. They were just like, do you get tired of that? Like, does that bother you? Did they call you Obama? Like, no, it could be, you know. Why would it bother me that they call me Obama? Man, they could call me, hey, faggot. You know what I mean? It could be worse, right? Hey, asshole. Hey, what? Obama. Oh, big deal. Honestly, who knows when the next podcast is going to come out? I don't know. But until then, do me a favor. Go to fizzbutton.net, all right? You go there, and on the right-hand side, you see a collection of podcasts. Just click on my beautiful face, and just go, and it'll give you a link to all my past episodes. So you could listen to me talk about the time the FBI came to my front door. I tell stories about how I seen a guy get kicked by a horse. True story. My Pinterest addiction, I talk about that, where all I do is just look at Halloween costumes for kitties. And speaking of cats, 9 out of 10, all my past episodes, there's at least one where you'll hear my cat just bite the shit out of me as I'm recording. So do me a favor and do that. And while you're looking through all my past episodes, you can hear all brand new episodes of all new independent podcasts are all up there. You know, you got Biff Sweetwater, Talk to Cleo, all those bad motherfuckers over there, the Fizzbutton family. And also check out Fizzbutton Radio. All you DJs over there, you guys are killing it. All the independent radio stations over there, check those out as well. All right? So, fizzbutton.net. So throughout the years, there's always been movie remakes. You know, it's gone on for a long time, forever, really. But I think the last maybe 10, 15 years, like, Hollywood has gotten really lazy and just, you know, they just dig in the well of, you know, Footloose. They remade that. They're remaking fucking Point Break. I mean, they're obviously getting desperate. Hollywood is obviously very lazy. This remake that I just heard about just infuriated me so badly. I got a text, not a text, I got a tweet from my best friend back home in Connecticut, and he's like, the tweet was just like, they're remaking, I think the tweet was like, they're remaking Roadhouse, no, just making a bunch of O's. And then then I get another tweet about Ronda Rousey is going to be starring in the movie. If you've never seen Roadhouse, Roadhouse is a classic fucking movie, all right? It stars Patrick Swayze. He's a bouncer in a nightclub, and he knows kung fu, all right? When I heard that was the basic, you know, synopsis of the film. Because when I first heard of it, I was like, dude, I'm not watching that. That sounds like complete dog shit. The selling point to me was, my best friend was like, dude, Patrick Swayze rips a guy's throat out. And as soon as I heard that, I was just like, why are we not watching that right now? And I remember we watched it, and I loved it. I loved it. As silly as it was, Patrick Swayze doing kung fu. The movie, it worked. And, it, you know, it's badass, 90s just action. And it's a fun movie, all right? Oh, and a side note, wrestling fans, Terry Funk is in the movie. I didn't realize that until, like, you know, recently, rewatching it. I was like, oh, shit, that is Terry Funk. fucking crazy bastard. But anyway, they're remaking this classic film, and it's going to be starring Ronda Rousey, who she's kind of getting on my nerves. Okay, not outside, inside the ring, she's a great fighter. If you don't know who Ronda Rousey is, professional MMA fighter for the UFC. She's a champion, undefeated. You know, everybody goes gaga over her. I think she's I'm just talking. As far as being attracted to her, I mean, she's cute. You know, personally, I'm more of a Misha Tate kind of guy. I think Misha Tate is fucking just hot. She's absolutely fucking gorgeous. She's bad as fuck, all right? So if I had to choose between Misha and Ronda, it's Misha 100%, all right? So anyway, we're not talking about looks here. We're talking about how pissed off I am that they're remaking another movie that I just fucking love. Like, what's the point? And why, goddammit? This is the thing. It's not a remake. It's a completely different movie. Patrick Swayze is a man. Ronda Rousey's a female. Just make another movie. Just come up with something different. Or just give it a subtitle. Give it a, I don't know, like a Roadhouse Vengeance. I don't fucking know. Just something. Just doing that just makes me feel so much better. But they're not even calling it Roadhouse 2. It's just Roadhouse. It's a goddamn remake. It's another one. I'm just not a fan of it, all right? And it has nothing. I'm not being, you know, I'm not a, you know, a woman hater, all right? All you feminists, calm the fuck down, all right? Put your pitchforks down, all right? It has nothing to do with her. Well, yeah, it does kind of have something to do with her being a woman. It does. It does. All right? If you're going to remake it, it has to be a guy, all right? If it's a female, it's a completely different character. Just make another goddamn movie, all right? Stop being lazy. God damn it. And another thing, hold on. I know I said that Ronda Rousey's getting on my nerves. I should take that back. She's not getting on my nerves. Her fans are starting to get on my last goddamn nerve, all right? You can't say nothing about her, especially on Twitter. They'll fucking come out of the woodwork and just completely just shit on you. They'll start trashing you. Ronda Rousey fans, you if you're listening, like hardcore, you can't say nothing bad about her, Rousey fans. Let me just say something to you people, all right? You people, all right? You're starting to get almost as annoying as Beyonce fans. Almost. You're getting there. Beyonce calls her fans the Beehive, and if I dare you to say something bad about her on Twitter. They come out in swarms. I think that's why she calls them the Beehive. They come out in fucking swarms, and they fucking protect her. They love fucking Beyonce. All right? So you're almost getting as annoying as them. All right? And as far as me being annoyed by Ronda, I'm not annoyed by her. I think it's just the way the UFC just kind of crams her down, you know, everybody's fucking throat. It's not, you know, she's not as annoying as, you know, say Beyonce, because Beyonce is pretty goddamn annoying. She does something, it really fucking grinds my gears. Beyonce does something. It's the way she fucking sings. She's a great singer, all right? She's a great singer, but she's one of these singers, like they do that extra shit. I'm not even explaining it right. How can I don't know. I can't sing. I was about to, like, try to, oh, fuck it, whatever. Let's say, for example, like the national anthem, okay? Like somebody normal would just be like, "In the land and of the free," but Beyonce would be like, "For the land and the free." She does all that extra shit. Like, you don't have to do all that. Just fucking sing the song. Jesus Christ. Just sing the song, shake your fat ass, and just keep it going. All right. Alright, folks, that's the podcast for this week, or I should say for this month. It's just been so long since I did one, but, yeah, I'm sorry. What can you do? Alright?
like I said, you heard my story. I got a lot of shit going on. But, yeah, people, this is the podcast. Thanks for listening. Twitter, follow me there, at the Rain Man Podcast. You could tell I haven't done this in a while. I completely forgot. Subscribe to the podcast, iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic. I'm going to put them up on Spreaker as well. You know, I'll put a couple of episodes up there. You know, since I haven't done a podcast in so long, you know, I need to, you know, spread the word. You know, I'm still here. I'm still alive. It's still going, you know, somewhat. All right, whatever. Let me get out of here. Let me go edit this, and like I said, you know, I need to hurry up and edit it. I have a timetable. My fucking MacBook will self-destruct in a couple of minutes, so let me edit it, put it out there, and, that's about it. Alright? And while I'm editing, I'm making this a lazy Saturday. It's Saturday right now, and I'm not gonna be working on the card game today. It's just gonna be a movie day. I got in the mail from my awesome mother. She sent me a bunch of Blu-rays. I guess it's an early birthday present. My birthday isn't until October 6th. And she sent me a bunch of pretty much some of my favorite movies growing up as a kid. I got Spaceballs on Blu-ray, The Adventures of Ichabod and Mr. Toad, and I got Predator 1 and 2. So my Saturday is pretty much set. I'm not going to do shit today, but just watch these movies, hang out with the cat, and yeah, that's about it. All right? I'm still single, if you couldn't tell. All right, that's it. let me get out of here. Let me edit this shit out. All right, thanks for listening. Love you. Take care. Take it easy. Bye.
Ray, that's you, baby? Damn, man. I heard all these things about you, man. Boy, I heard you been doing your thing, man. Wait, let me tap them pockets, man. Them pockets fat. You know I'm gonna get mine. Yo, Ray, baby, check this out. Yo, we done went through so many trials and tribulations, man. It's a shame, man. But you know I told you who the devil is, man. Always watch them people who lie to you. People try to cheat you, man, at your money. I told you, you ain't let me teach you at your money. Shit, man, what? You gonna let another nigga cheat you out your money, boy? You crazy? Alright, watch the tricks, baby. Cause the trick is a lie. And a lie is a thief. Trust me, baby. You know what I'm saying? Now give me a couple hundred, man. So I'm gonna do my thing, man. I'm going on the road when you get it, Yo, I already had the vision. Yo, Ray, I had a vision. I seen you, man. At Madison Square Garden, and I just came through, and you said, yo, and it was real, son, and you took the world by storm. They didn't understand it, because they didn't see that far. They couldn't see the forest from the tree. But Ray, I'm going to tell you, it's your time, man. Go get that paper, man. You understand? Get that paper, man, because it belonged to you, man. Laws of God, trust, keep a law in your heart, brother, and you won't fail. Trust me. Always remember, how far did thou travel? I'll travel as far as in the dimension he can see. What you see, that's all I can say, baby. Watch the liar.